First, though, it is time for Fun with Real Audio.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
This will be very laugh intensive, which I love those types of Fun with Real Audio. And this first one is courtesy of a friend of mine who you guys have not met. And I received this voice message last week. I would never normally play anything that someone sent to me via phone, but man, I've listened to this 10 times. I've made my wife listen to it, and it is so funny. This all started because a friend of mine came in town a few weeks ago, and he lives in Nashville, and he went over to Fort Worth to look at the campus at TCU to see how much it had changed since he'd been there.
Mm-hmm.
So he drives by our house where we used to live and takes a picture of our old house.
Right.
And there were, you know, three or four of us that lived in the house. And then he sent us, he went back to Nashville and uploaded the photos and sent them to all of us. And, you know, we were all sending emails about the house and how it looked. And the first thing that popped into my mind about that house was one Sunday morning, like at 9 o'clock, I kind of wake up and there's a guy sitting on a chair in my room, a guy that I was friends with. You know, we were all friends with him. And he's looking at me, and he's got this real concerned look on his face. And he's like, man, I've been up for 2 days straight. He'd been on a bender.
He's what like, kind of bender?
I've been up for 2 days straight, and you know where a church is? I was like, what? So we were, that for whatever reason, we started laughing about that little incident and emailing back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
None of us talked to each other. We just sent a couple of funny emails, and that's it. Two, as a matter of fact. There were two emails. And they weren't all that funny. So my buddy Bowen from South Carolina, this is a father of two. He's like a medical sales rep. He calls me and leaves me this message. You tell me, have you ever left anyone a message and laughed this much about anything?
Corbius Bowen, I'm still dying laughing from those two emails this morning. Had to be in the two of the best back-to-back emails I've ever seen since we went to electronic media. Your thought about Rogers coming to the Houston up for 2 days saying he's in the fucking church. He's in a smoking church. I cannot stop laughing. Oh, wow, that tickled me so greatly. Thank you, thank you. Smoked him down. 100% to Jordan Sanders.
I can't understand him.
No. I can read him again. That is so funny. He busted out his spontaneous laughter and people looked at me like I'm bananas. Oh, my God, this is so funny. Anyway. Hope y'all doing well. I'll talk to you soon, man.
I don't know what he was saying, man. I mean, I listened to that like 10 times now. Every time
a word of that.
No, he just.
Holy crap!
I know. Have you ever done that?
And then he said he's going to go back and read them again. That's the only part I understood.
Hope y'all are doing well, man.
Well, see you later.
Pulled it together very quickly.
Woo.
Oh, y'all respect that.
Y'all would love that guy. He's so funny.
Mm.
All right. Now let's move on to, I'll tell you what, let's play. We got emailed. If you listen to our show at 3:30 every day, we do Mike's Mind. And Danny put together three theme songs.
Five.
Five?
I think so, right?
We have the original country one.
Yep.
We have the Mexican one.
Mm-hmm.
We have the techno one.
The Green Acres one and the one that sounds like Midlake. So there's five.
Okay. Well, there may be
one for every day of the week.
Okay. There may be a sixth in case you want to work on Saturday, which we're debating. We're thinking.
Could happen.
It. Yeah.
You guys may be taking the 10 to noon slot.
We might. For the orphanage.
Keep going.
You're not doing well.
Very struggling.
Oh, no. Anyway, so this guy sent in a song. And normally when guys send in songs, you know, you kind of listen to it and email them. You're like, oh, great, thank you, you know, and that's the last year. It's the last you ever hear of it or think about it. Well, this guy actually took some time. It was in the same vein of all of Danny's. Mm-hmm. It's the ridiculous lyrics, you know, and you know what, It's pretty damn good.
Have you heard it, Mike?
Yeah, I have.
I have not heard this yet.
Okay,
I
like it. You tell us.
Okay, I got the email, but I wanted to wait because I figured you would do something on the air, and I wanted to wait to hear it.
It's not bad.
I groan and clutch my throbbing head and stagger from my tangled bed. I'm late for work again. It's almost 9. I feel my face flush hot with shame. Another day begins the same. Oh, God, I wish I knew what's on Mike's mind. That old wolf haunts my tortured sleep. It's all that I can do to keep the demons held at bay with pills and wine. But my empty life would all make sense if I could have a single glimpse and for one moment see what's on Mike's mind. I'd gladly trade these years of pain and watch my dreams slide down the drain if I could only know what's on Mike's mind.
That's his crickets, by the way. He sent those too.
Good job.
What's the guy's name? Jim?
Jim Tapp or something like that.
Jim Tapp. Jim Tapp?
Yeah. Nicely done.
Yeah. It's not bad.
I like it.
Yeah. Throw it in there. What the hell? What the hell? Thank you, Jim. Thank you very much. Ty sent me this yesterday. I saw this up on Yahoo. And I didn't click on it. And I don't know why I didn't. Then Ty sent it to me.
Did Ty send it?
I think so. Ty sent it to me and... I figured, you know what, let's give it a spin, because he said, if this isn't fun with real audio, I don't know what is. And the subject line on Yahoo yesterday just read, the world's worst laugh found in France. I don't know why I didn't click on it, because I'm fascinated by laughs. So Ty sent it, and last night I listened to it, and holy crap. Now, the video that accompanies this is great, because it's just a little Frenchman. And one of his French buddies is holding the camera, and they're construction workers. They're all wearing their construction gear, mm-hmm. and they just got the camera trained on this little French guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he starts laughing over whatever they're talking about. And it goes on and on and on. And I think it's safe to say that this is the worst laugh in the world.
Hey, non mais viens là, viens là, viens. Vas-y, vas-y.
Il a été pris, j'ai pissé dessus.
Ah non, mais tu vois. Hang on. Il a été pris avec un étudiant dans la cabane. Ah, il est en train de l'enculer.
Un homme.
Ouais. Il y a un chef qui arrive. Il dit ah ben je te vire. Hein. Ah ben non, non, non. Et puis au prud'homme, eh ben il a gagné au prud'homme. Tu sais pas pourquoi? Ah, tu vires pas de mec qui se défonce le cul au boulot.
Whoa!
This is not fake.
Il va faire peur aux gens.
Oh my god.
You sure he's laughing?
That sounds like
a goat having his throat slit.
You got to see the video, because at the very beginning when you heard the first laugh that y'all laughed at, I was like, yeah, that is pretty bad. Yeah, that's bad, but is it the worst laugh ever? And then it gets worse and worse. And yeah, the guy the whole time, his mouth is open.
He can't breathe.
No, and he's just... and he's dying laughing at these guys. A little bitty dude, too. He's like 5'2".
Oh, my God, that's great.
Yeah, it's worth it. Let's hear it
one
again.
One more.
Hey, non mais,
sounds like Fran Drescher the first time.
Il a été pris, il a été pissé, j'ai pissé dessus.
Ah non, non, tu vois. Il a été pris avec un étudiant dans la cabane. Il est en train de reculer.
Un homme.
Ouais, il y a un chef qui arrive. Il dit, ah ben je te vire. Ah ben non, non, non. Et puis au prud'homme, eh ben, il a gagné au prud'homme. Tu sais pas pourquoi? Ah, tu vires pas de mec qui se défonce le cul au boulot.
It must have been a hell of a joke.
I want to go to a comedy club with this guy.
Oh, my God. God.
Le Bleu Jean really sent him over the edge.
Le Bleu Jean.
Sounds like an animal, man.
It does. It's great. It's like a cross between Chris Farley laugh that.
Yeah.
And the nanny.
See, we thought Chancey had the worst laugh. That guy blows her away. What a great couple they would make.
Oh, my God.
Think you'd like to go to a comedy club with them?
Yes.
Go see Richard Pryor. With Chancey and the Frenchman.
Oh, man, that's amazing.
Isn't it?
Yes.
That exists. That is somewhere in the world.
In France.
It's crazy.
All right, so we were laughing the other day at, dude, your sax hanging out drop from Mike, or from Danny.
Dude, your sax hanging out the bottom.
So, one thing that we never noticed, because we were so focused in, it's a lot like the Craig Rosengarten anus.
Yes.
Now, the funniest part about it is Skart Sculling Balls to me. Skart Sculling Balls.
Skart Sculling Balls.
Balls.
The anus is an afterthought almost now.
It sounds like you're trying to start like a Model T.
But with the dude, your sax hanging out drop, I mean, I'm so focused. I mean, since I lived it, every time I hear it, I think of the moment where.
You think of the visual. You think of the chewed up piece of bubble gum that'd been dipped in hair.
Gross. So I've been so focused on Danny screaming that we never really noticed the laugh. And yesterday you brought it up that laugh played again.
Dude, your sack's hanging out the bottom.
So diabolical. That sounds like the Wicked Witch of the West from The Wizard of Oz.
So bad.
So last night I started trolling for the Wicked Witch of the Laugh.
My pretties.
Laugh. And it took forever to find it on the end. I thought, man, I'll find this in 2 seconds. It took me I ended up doing like a hour-long journal study on the Wizard of Oz. I got fascinated by it. So anyway, here's the Wicked Witch of the West laugh.
Very well. I'll bide my time. And as for you, my fine lady, it's true, I can't attend you here and now as I'd like. But just try to stay out of my way. Just try. I'll get you, my pretty, and your little dog, too.
Do we have just the laughs?
Oh, I'm sure he can do it.
Oh, my God.
That poor lady, though. I'm serious. I was up again until like 1 o'clock in the morning.
Watching The Wizard of Oz.
Pouring over Wizard of Oz clips on YouTube. And whatever happened to the Wicked Witch of the West, the actress. And what a sweet lady she was in real life.
Really?
Oh, yes.
That woman scared the tinkle out of me when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah. She said that the people at MGM approached her and like, hey, we want you to be in this new movie, Wizard of Oz. She goes, oh, my God, I love that book so much. I'd love to be. What am I playing? The Witch.
Well, the good one, right? No?
Yeah, and here, the evil one. And she's like, oh. And they look at her and they go, well, what else do you think you were going to play? Like, insulting her because she was kind of tore up. Or mm-hmm. really, there wasn't a lot of makeup on her either.
Well, they had a fake nose.
Well, yeah, I know. But, I mean, she was not a real attractive lady.
And green paint, that seems like a hell of a lot of makeup to me.
Well, okay, maybe I lied about that part. Okay, here are the two laughs.
Can we hear all of our new laughs together?
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
Very well.
It's like Satan giving birth.
God.
Wow.
Wow. Woo.
How chaotic.
There you go.
Good stuff.
There's fun for real audio.
All right. All right, coming up next, tomorrow, is the